areas they like to they like about you.
A lot of teams struggle to score touchdowns in the red zone. Your athleticism, size, you know, you can be an impact player in that area.
I do. I think you know, splitting tight end out wide in the red area, you have to respect that. You know, sometimes there's a lot of great matchups with linebackers covering a guy in the red zone, safeties. And I think that's a mismatch. You know, I think I'm as a player, I can make plays.
OJ, what's the next step for Jalen Hurts? What's he need to grow this year to get better at?
You know, I think he's last year he had a really good success as a rookie. I'm sorry, as a freshman, but you know, he's going to keep improving in the passing game. He did that in the end of the regular season last year, and I think that's what he's going to show next season.
There's certain routes that, you know, he's going to be working on or trying to hit this year that he wasn't able to hit.
You know, I'm not sure. You know, new offensive coordinator. I don't know much about any of the schemes nowadays, but I think he's going to be better. Just, you know, work hard, you know, buy in to the process and always be in the moment. You know, always be where your feet are, just, you know, soak it up. Never met Coach Belichick. I've heard about him and Coach Saban's relationship with your friends, but I've never met him.
That meeting with the Giants go especially well, or did you feel good about that meeting and why?
I did. I felt great about it. You know, we went over my plays and we talked about, you know, my assignment on that particular play, things I could have done better. It went well. You know, answered great questions. They asked great questions, so you know, I think that's a successful meeting for me.
How do you tell teams about, like, you know, if you had a limited or limited option, like, how do you tell them I am capable, you know, I can show you? Like, how do you convince them?
Yeah, you know, I tell them, you know, I know I can do that route. You know, that's why I'm here training, you know, all season to open up and run new routes and become familiar with those type of routes. You know, that's just something that I think, you know, when you come down to private workouts, they'll help me do those type of things so they can see for themselves.
How about long-term? Obviously, you're going to be a first-round pick. That's pretty well set. Long-term, I mean, what are you trying to do? I mean, do you have, like, lofty goals, a Hall of Fame, any kind of stuff that's on your mind?
Well, you know, goals are, you know, they can get kind of, you know, tricky, but, you know, I just want to try to get in people and have the rookie year first, you know, but, you know, I have goals, but, you know, right now I just want to come in and help out the team as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, during my
no, I did not. I did not have a formal meeting with those guys. I met with him before, but not this week.
Derek putting in work for you there?
Is that again?
Derek putting in work for you there?
Yeah, I think he is. He's going to look out for me.
I saw yesterday, so
rookie year, I want to come in and be a hard worker, show the team that I'm capable of making plays, you know, come in and be a team player and be a game changer for any team that drafts me. I was down in Phoenix, Arizona, training at Exos. I was really good for power.
Are you glad you came back last year?
Absolutely. It was the best decision I've ever made in my life so far. I had the opportunity to graduate college. Oh, yeah. And I did that.
So it's not so much
as a football
scheme.
Player. I got better. I improved in blocking. You know, I came back and played for a great coach. So, you know, you can't beat that.
What's the toughest question you've gotten in an interview so far?
What is something that you do not like about football? That's a hard question. It's a lose-lose situation, it seems like it.
What was your answer?
I hate plays that doesn't involve the tight end. You know, I love to be a part of the offense, so I'm always willing to make a play.
OJ, have you touched base with Detroit during the pre-draft process?
Tonight.
What would it be like being paired with another top tight end in Eric Ebron in an offense, you think?
I think it would be very exciting. You know, Eric Ebron's a great tight end, top 10 pick. He's a guy that runs, you know, he does a great job in the route running game also. And two guys like that, it's going to be hard to key in on one guy.
You were coming off a perfect ending last year after the championship game as far as if you had turned pro then. What went into your decision to come back? You were coming off a perfect ending last year when you guys won the championship and you were the MVP in that game. You could have turned pro then. What went into your decision to come back?
Oh, man, just knowing as a player that I could improve in certain areas such as the run game, route running, just understanding the game as a whole. And that had a big part to play in it. And ultimately why I came back to school.
I read the story about your prom back in high school. So yeah. Do you feel like, as good as football is, that you can have a bigger impact in life beyond just football stuff, that you can be a role model and a difference maker in life?
Absolutely. I think that's what it comes down to. You know, football is going to end eventually. And the way you can impact other people's lives and change the way they look at things, I think that takes you a long way.
What's your degree in, OJ?
Thank you, guys.
OJ, your degree, what is it in?
Communication studies.
Did you ever have a job in high school? How does this job interview process compare to maybe that summer job?
Also great people. I haven't met a coach that wasn't a great person. They're all really ready for business and just, you know, made me really excited.
Anything specifically to
them? I really just, you know, talking to them about me personally and like some hobbies.
Can you set a bit that you feel is really, you know, what you do best?
Sorry, what was that?
The route tree.
Oh, the route tree. Is there something that I do best? Of course. You know, being like a receiving tight end and like a blocking is also like an overall tight end. You gotta, you know, learn to try to perfect every route to run to your best ability. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm working very hard on my sticks and the cuts and everything, trying to just put better myself overall.
You mentioned blocking.
Right. I mean, I didn't perfect anything, like I said. I'm still working on it every day when I'm training. So trying to focus on power workouts and staying low and sustaining blocks. Honestly, I'm praying that we both end up on the same team, to be honest. That would be something. That would be something crazy. You know, it's awesome seeing him progress as a player and a person overall. You know, he's one of my best friends. And I think he's an outstanding quarterback.
I don't think I have talked to them yet. I think that was the one team that I haven't talked to yet. I think I have a meeting with them today as a formal meeting. So that should be, yeah. Tonight, I have like 14, 15. Yeah. It was good, you know, to be in South Florida, you know, there's a lot of distractions, but, you know, to not be distracted, South Florida means that you can go anywhere, I feel like, so I just, you know, stayed level-headed, just kept working hard. And, sorry?
Where have you been working
this
offseason?
I train at a place called Core Fitness in Miami with, his name's Andy. Andy L. That's okay. So, you know, my family is very religious. It's mostly religious wristbands. You know, one blade with a cross, low life, cross, lack of words. You know, I believe in God strongly, and I feel like He brought me here for a reason. So I'm excited to be here. All right, thank you guys.